You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey there, pet parents. This is Christy Vaughn, host of The Doggy Dish. Today's episode is super exciting because we are talking Valentine's Day treats with special guest Lindsay Chrisley Campbell. We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
We'll be right back right after these messages. Stay tuned.
It's DesignerPetSweaters.com. Hand-knitted designer sweaters for your precious pup or cool cat. Beautiful couture patterns for your pets, including custom-knitted formal wear, casual wear, yachting, and even sports-themed. Many designer pet sweaters include feathered tammy hats, top hats, and a lot of sparkle. Each sweater includes leg loops, front paw sleeves, and leash opening. Visit DesignerPetSweaters.com to order your four-legged fashions today. Your pets will stay warm for the winter and be runway ready. Large or small, we fit them all. DesignerPetSweaters.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. Now, I know all of you have been patiently waiting for this episode. I know. We got you very excited about our Valentine's Day special with all of the social media teasers. Our special guest today stars in the USA Network reality series, Chrisley Knows Best. She's the eldest daughter in the Chrisley family, and we all love watching her on their hit show. I'm so very excited to welcome our very special guest, Lindsay Chrisley Campbell, to the show. Welcome, Lindsay, and thank you so much for being here today.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How's everything going over there?
We're doing pretty good. Just busy morning, but good.
Sounds like it. Great. Well, let me first tell our listeners how I connected with you. All right. So Lindsay is very active on social media, just like I am. And I knew that she loved to cook and bake. And then I saw her sweet puppy, Della. And when I saw her, I just knew I had to reach out and ask her to be on the show because I knew she would be such a fun guest to share with all of you guys. So, Lindsay, could you start out by telling us just a little about yourself?
Yeah, perfect. Okay, I am 25 years old. I have a 2-year-old son. I have a 5-month-old puppy, Della. And I, again, am on USA Network's reality show, Chrisley Knows Best. You can watch us on Tuesday nights, 10, 9 Central.
Great. Well, awesome. I know everyone out there loves seeing you on the show. Are there any current projects that you're working on that you're able to share with us?
We just recently started filming season 3 of Chrisley Knows Best. And so I'm very busy with that. And I recently just started selling Advocare, some really great stuff. So if you guys would like to look me up or email me, livinglikelindsaypress@gmail.com. And that's livinglikelindsay, L-I-N-D-S-I-E.
Great. Awesome. Okay. Well, that's a great way for our listeners to connect with you too. Well, you mentioned that you just started filming the 3rd season. So we are so excited to hear that Chrisley Knows Best was picked up for a 3rd season. And we hope to see lots of Lindsay on there. Can we expect to see more of you and your family during the season?
You know, the past 2 seasons, you know, Jackson's 2. So I wasn't involved as much because I've, you know, been staying at home with him. And, you know, he is my most important thing in my life. So now I'm kind of in a different phase of my life. He's a toddler. He's not a baby anymore. So I have more time to dedicate to Chrisley Knows Best. And I'm really excited. I think that you guys will see more of me this season.
Awesome. Well, we cannot wait. And so when does the season start? Are you able to share that with us?
We will start airing the 1st episode in April. Again, that's on USA. You can see us on Tuesday nights, 10, 9 Central.
Great. Well, I know all of our listeners will be watching you. That's so exciting. All right. So I need to know a little bit about your sweet puppy, Della. Can you tell us a little bit about her?
Yes. Oh my gosh. She is absolutely precious. She's 5 months old. She's a Havanese and she is just perfect. I mean, we looked for a long time for the dog that we thought would be perfect for us and one of my best friends. had a Havanese, and she brought her over, and she was very, very good with Jackson, and Jackson really fell in love with her. So I was like, you know what, let's find a Havanese. So we did, and it was the best decision ever.
Oh, good. That's so good. And so you said that they get along well. Do they like to nap together? Do they play together?
Well, neither of them are potty trained yet, so napping together is not an option. I'm trying to potty train a two-year-old, and Bella can be a bit stubborn. She's pretty good, but she's just not 100% there yet, so no naps with each other yet.
So that'll come later.
Yes, they play together all the time. They really are best friends. I was worried at first because Jackson, you know, was at home with me by himself for the first 2 years of his life. So bringing something new in was a big change. And I was just afraid that there would be a lot of jealousy, but that hasn't been the case at all. They adore each other.
Oh, that's so good. And I'm sure growing up together will be so good for both of them. Now, did you grow up with dogs?
I did. Who didn't?
Exactly, right?
I'm a lover of all dogs. So, you know, I had a few weenie dogs whenever I was growing up, and those were really my favorite dogs. But, you know, I wanted a dog that was, you know, hyperallergenic and just really easy to maintain. And Havanese is what we came up with. So we're so excited to have her.
Oh, good. Yeah, exactly. Who didn't grow up with dogs, right?
Exactly.
Maybe cat people, but I think for the most part, we all grew up with dogs, which
is
such a
neat experience.
If you didn't
grow up with a dog, you're not living right.
Exactly. That's my thought too. All right. So what do you feed Della?
I feed Della 4health puppy food, and you can find that at Tractor Supply. It's a premium food line with 9 dry dog foods, and it's designed for the different phases of a dog's life. They have a grain-free line as well that has various food options. So that's kind of like for dogs with more sensitive stomachs.
Good.
I also feed her Stewart's original freeze-dried training treats. And she really loves those, the liver-flavored ones. They're super clean and just, you know, easy. And also your Positively Wholesome Treats.
Yay! And I'm so glad she likes those.
And I just started making homemade dog treats, so she really enjoyed those too.
Oh, good. Well, what is her favorite treat that you give her? What does she get really excited about when she's outside roaming around? You can't get her to come in. What does she come in for?
Well, typically because we've been doing the potty training and I take her out the same door every time she goes to the bathroom, she'll always come to the door when I open it. I don't have to like trick her to come in because she knows she's going to get a treat.
Ooh, smart girl.
So this week she's been eating your treats and the ones that I made this weekend.
Oh, good. Now you said you've been making some. So what is, and I know you're going to share some recipes with us later on in the show. What is your favorite homemade treat to make for her?
It's a homemade treat that has pumpkin in it.
Ooh, pumpkin's good. Pumpkin's very good for digestion, and it seems like they just go crazy for pumpkin. So that's good.
Yeah, Della goes cray-cray for some pumpkin treats.
Cute. All right, so what is your favorite people thing to cook or bake? I know you love cooking and baking like I do. So what is your favorite thing to make for your family?
I do enjoy baking and cooking. You know, one of my favorite meals to make, and it's just really easy because I stay pretty busy, I like to do things in the crock pot. So roast is something that I do in the crock pot that everyone in my family really loves. And I would say baking, it's super easy. They're chocolate no-baked cookies, and those are my favorite go-to, just easy thing to bake.
Ooh, that sounds so good. I'll have to get those recipes from you. I love anything in a crock pot that's easy to throw in and that's healthy. Sometimes those recipes are hard to find. So
yeah, and we're always, you know, everybody is busy and everybody has, you know, busy schedules and lives. So I love just to be able to throw something in the crock pot and then, you know, you're just done with it.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Great. So I know you share some recipes with your fans through your social media. What is the most popular recipe you've shared with your fans?
Actually, a sweet tea recipe.
Really? Ooh, yeah. That sounds good.
I actually do the sweet tea recipe that's out of Paula Deen's Southern Cooking Bible. So
Ooh.
It's really good and really sweet.
Ooh, wow, that sounds good. Good, sweet Southern tea. Well, what do you think is the best reason you can share with our listeners for making homemade dog treats?
You know, I think that it's just something that is healthy to do for your dogs. It's fun and they're easy. And it's just something that's a little different than some of the things that you'll find on the shelf. I mean, I haven't found that many dog treats on a shelf that I would necessarily buy or give to Della just because of the things that they have in them.
Right, right. Yeah, and then you can control the ingredients. You know exactly what's going into it. And if you find an ingredient that she likes a lot, like pumpkin, then you can maybe make some other recipes using that ingredient.
Right. I mean, and I think it's just kind of going to be trial and error just to see, you know, what she does like and what she doesn't. I mean, it's just like human.
Right. Exactly. Now, you are a busy mom, so do you have any advice for our listeners who don't have a lot of time to spend in the kitchen making treats for their furry kids?
Honestly, I am busy, but I don't think I'm any busier than, you know, anybody else. We all have busy lives, so it doesn't really take that long to make the dog treats, and it's something that you can kind of do ahead of time. So I made the dog treats for Della, and they'll last probably like a week and a half, and it took me 35 minutes, and I made two recipes. So, I mean, it's not that time-consuming, but I think preparation with really any aspect of life is key.
Absolutely, yeah. The more you can prep ahead of time, the easier it will be. And also, these recipes that we're sharing with our listeners are so easy, and they use ingredients that you most likely have on hand in your pantry or in your refrigerator. So you really don't have to spend a lot of time prepping by going to the grocery store. And if there is something that you don't have on hand, you know, just pick it up the next time you do a grocery run, you know, for your family, and just kind of add it to the list. So you don't have to make a special trip for it. So we try and keep it simple here. All right, Lindsay, exactly. Well, we are going to take a quick break and be right back with some really fun and easy Valentine's Day recipes after these messages from our sponsors.
Sit, stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
Pet Life Radio, the number one pet radio network on the planet, joins forces with iHeartRadio to put the power of your pets in your pocket.
Awesome.
Download the iHeartRadio app and rock Pet Life Radio on your phone, on your tablet, on your Xbox, in your car. Pet talk, pet tunes, and fun pet times. Pet Life Radio and iHeartRadio. Positively possum.
Hi, I'm Dana Humphrey, also known as the Pet Lady. I travel from coast to coast to pet trade shows and consumer events to scout out what the hottest, hippest, and most unique pet products are on the planet, bringing you tips and tricks from top veterinarians, groomers, trainers on how to safely travel and live happily with your pets. The Pet Lady will be in a city near you, showing off the latest and greatest tech, pet gadgets, cozy comforts, and fab gift ideas for man's and woman's best friend. You can learn more at thepetlady.net or connect socially and tweet with me at Pet Lady World.
Hi, this is T.O.D. Anderson, and I'm the host of Get Positive Results on Pet Life Radio. We're going to talk about a variety of topics on canine behavior and training, all based on modern methods that are fun for you and your dog. We might be talking about other critters, too. So join us on Get Positive Results. We'll talk about common issues between you and your dog, answer your questions, discuss different activities you can do with your dog, and keep you posted on current canine news and products. All this on Get Positive Results on Pet Life Radio.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. Before the break, we learned a little about Lindsay, heard all about her sweet pup Della, and she shared some tips for busy moms who want to make treats for their furry kids. Now, I promised you some yummy recipes, so we're going to jump right into that. Lindsay is my special guest, so I'm going to ask her to share her fun recipes first. So take it away, Lindsay.
Okay, so the recipe that I made for Della this past week calls for 2 cups of flour, 2 eggs, 1 cup of pure pumpkin, and 1/2 cup of natural peanut butter. You mix all of that together in a mixing bowl. roll it out, and I used a small biscuit cutter and cut them out in kind of circles. And you can gauge them by your dog. You can use, you know, the size that would match what you would give your dog. So for Della, she's really small, so I used the tiniest biscuit cutter that I had. And I put it in the oven, baked it on 350 for 10 to 12 minutes, and we're ready to go for the week.
Oh, that sounds so yummy. And again, pumpkin, she loves that. And it, you know, pumpkin is so easy to add into really any dog treat recipe. So you just kind of have to find the right amount.
I've never really used natural peanut butter before, and it kind of has a little bit of a different texture. It's kind of a little more runny. So you have to, you know, before you get it out, you kind of have to mix it up in the jar, like, pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It does have that layer of the oil at the top. So you kind of have to either mix it by hand, you know, use a little elbow grease to mix it up. Or what you could do, and you have to be very careful with this. This is something that I've actually tried, and it can get a little messy, but you could use a hand mixer to get it really blended. If you do that in the jar, you just have to be really careful. It's a big jar, so, you know, you could probably do it that way. But if it's one of the tiny jars, you might want to transfer it into another container before you start mixing away with the blender. But it's just another
you want to make sure you get it all completely mixed up, because it kind of looks a little bit more separated than regular peanut butter.
Yes, it sure does. Well, great. That sounds so yummy. Can't wait to try that one.
Right. It was good, and it's been a hit. So,
oh, good. Excellent. And did you said you tried two this week. Do you have another one for us?
Well, I tried that one, and then I tried the one that you sent me, and like I had to add the egg and the water to it. So that was
do it yourself.
Super easy.
Yeah, that one is really, really easy. We actually sell it through positivelywholesome.com, and it's a do-it-yourself baking kit. And so it is super easy. You just dump in the mixture that's already measured for you, so you don't have to get your measuring cups out. Just dump it into a bowl and you add your wet ingredients. So and
that's really perfect for, you know, moms that want to do something that is baking, but they don't want to take all the time to go and get all of the ingredients and stuff like that. I mean, that's something that I really enjoyed, because it didn't, you know, take a lot of time. And the bone cutter that is in the jar is perfect size for a dog treat.
Good. Yay. I'm so glad you tried that and liked it. And Della, did she approve?
She approves.
Yay. Well, you know what? And it has peanut butter in it. It actually has powdered peanut butter, so it can be mixed into the baking mix. And it still has that strong peanut butter flavor and taste. And so dogs just get crazy. Yes, absolutely. And you know what? That's the other thing, is sometimes dog treats don't smell very good. So I like to try and find recipes that taste good and smell good and that are easy.
Yeah. So that's weird that you say that, because I did like kind of do like a smell test on these dog treats, and yours did smell kind of like a little bit like peanut butter, but all in all, it was kind of like no smell compared to bad dog treats. And then the pumpkin ones, to me, didn't really have a smell.
Yeah. And it, you know, that's great if it doesn't have a strong smell to us, but the dogs still love it and go crazy for it. And of course, their sense of smell is so much better than ours. So don't really need to smell it. But yeah, there's nothing worse than opening up a bag of dog treats and having such a strong smell that it knocks you over. So something that's more neutral is better for us. All right. Well, awesome. Well, we're so excited to try those out, Lindsay. So now I'm going to share a couple with you. And one is the highly anticipated red velvet pupcake recipe that I shared online. So remember, all of these recipes are super easy to follow and contain ingredients that are healthy and can most likely be found in your fridge and your pantry. So the first recipe, this one's so much fun to make. Who doesn't love red velvet cake? It's my absolute favorite. So I wanted to find a way to share this yummy dessert with my pups. So first, you're going to want to preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit and grab your muffin tin and the liners. And I like to use holiday liners. So if you're doing a birthday party, you can use birthday ones. You can use Valentine's Day liners with hearts on them. Any holiday, you know, they have cupcake liners for them. You could also make mini pupcakes, which are great for smaller dogs. They're just little bite-sized pupcakes.
So you'll need 1.5 cups of flour of your choice. And you know, wheat flour is the easiest to work with and the healthiest. But if you have a dog with allergies, you know, definitely consider using a grain-free flour like coconut or garbanzo bean flour if you have it on hand. And next, you'll need 2 eggs and 1 medium-sized sweet potato. And the sweet potato needs to be cooked and have the skin removed. And you want the sweet potato to be pretty mushy because it needs to mix well in the batter. And remember, I like to mix my dry ingredients first and then gradually add in the wet ingredients. And you can always mix by hand or you can use your stand mixer. And so for this recipe, you just have your flour for the dry ingredients. So you can go ahead and mix in the eggs and the sweet potato just directly into the flour. And then gradually add in 1 tablespoon of water just to soften the batter a little bit and make it easier to work with. You'll want to place the liners into the muffin tin and then fill each one about 3/4 of the way full. And you can go back and smooth out the top of the batter with the back of a spoon just to make sure they all bake evenly. You'll bake them for 20 minutes. And while those guys are in the oven baking, you can go ahead and make the icing, which I think is the best part, right? So for the icing, you'll need 1.5 cups of plain yogurt. And I like to use Greek yogurt because it's thicker and it's a little bit healthier, less sugar. 1/4 cup all-natural creamy peanut butter. And like Lindsay mentioned, you're going to need to kind of stir it up if it's a new jar. And then you'll need beet juice or powder. Yes, beet juice. You can actually find a bottle of beet juice near the other juices at the grocery store. Yeah, I was actually surprised too. So if you're wondering, where do I find beet juice? And oh, look, it's right there next to the other juices, the non-refrigerated juices. So if you happen to be going to the health food store anyways, you can go ahead and pick up some beet powder, which is a little bit easier to work with. So in a small mixing bowl, you're going to want to mix the yogurt and the peanut butter together and then gradually pour in the beet juice. Now be careful because if you pour too much into your icing, it will become soupy. So just a little bit of beet juice goes a long way and it will give you that pretty pink color. So if you'd like to make red icing, you could use the powder instead because you can use more of it without making the icing too thin. So once that's made, you're going to want to set the icing aside in the fridge until the timer goes off for your cupcakes. And once they're ready, take them out and place them on a cooling rack. Now, remember, you have to wait until they're completely cool to frost them. I know it's hard to do. It really just drives me crazy to wait because I just want to get that icing on there and make them pretty. But in the meantime, what you can do is if you're using a pastry bag and tip, you can go ahead and get that ready. And so once they're completely cool, go ahead and put the pretty pink icing on top. And now if you're not using a piping bag, you can just spread the icing onto the cupcakes and that works just fine. But here's a little tip for you. If you don't have one of the fancy piping bags, a Ziploc bag with a small hole cut at the corner works perfectly. And just fill the bag with the icing and frost away. So you don't actually have to go out and get one of those piping bags. But if you have it, if you're a cake decorator or like, you know, an amateur cupcake maker, go ahead and use it and use your fancy tips to make your icing on top of the cupcakes. And that's that one. And the next one is equally as exciting, in my opinion. But do you remember those little conversation heart candies that you would get when you were a little kid and you'd go to a Valentine's Day party? I remember loving those little candies as a child, but I never really loved how they tasted. And it was always fun to look through them. Yeah, they just didn't taste good, but they were fun, right? So. Yeah. I always loved looking through them and finding my favorite saying, but then I never wanted to eat them. So for this Valentine's Day, we're making pup-safe conversation heart cookies. And now this cookie recipe is so easy, and it uses the same ingredients that you have on hand. And so you'll have your oven, if you're already making your pupcakes, you'll have your oven already on to 350, which is what you need. And then you're going to grab your favorite heart-shaped cookie cutter. And like Lindsay mentioned, you're going to want to size it to your dog. So if you have a couple of dogs, maybe one big, one small, you know, maybe go for a smaller cookie shape and you can just feed your big dog a few of them, or you can go for a medium-sized heart. So just kind of gauge it based on your dog's size. And then you'll need 1.5 cups of your favorite flour. You'll need those 2 eggs again. 1/4 cup of all-natural honey, which is really, really great for allergies if you're using local honey. And then 1/4 cup of all-natural creamy peanut butter again. And again, mix your dry ingredients together and then mix your wet ingredients in a separate bowl. And then gradually combine the wet mixture into the dry mix and either mix it by hand or go ahead and put it into your stand mixer.
And then you'll need a little bit of water again, just to soften the dough. Start with a tablespoon of water and just add it in a little at a time, just to make sure the dough is manageable. And then you'll start to form it into a ball. And now make sure your surface and rolling pin are well floured. And that goes with any of the cookies that you make. Just make sure that it doesn't get too sticky, because when you start using honey, sometimes it gets a little sticky. So start to roll your dough out until it's about a quarter inch thick. And sometimes it helps to use a piece of parchment paper or wax paper to place on top of the dough as you roll it out. Then cut your dough with your heart-shaped cookie cutter and place each one on your nonstick baking sheet. Now, these will need to be baked for about 15 to 20 minutes, just depending on how soft or crunchy you want the treats. And while you're waiting for the cookies to finish baking, you can whip up some colored icing. And now remember, these are conversation hearts, so we need to make something to write with. So I love to use the plain yogurt as the base for my icing. And again, with the food coloring, you could use artificial food coloring, but I really don't like to use anything artificial in my treats. You could use just a teeny tiny bit of it. It isn't horrible, but the all natural stuff is way better. And if you have just a little bit of patience, you can actually make colored icing using all natural ingredients like we did with the pupcakes. And so since it's Valentine's Day and you already have an open bottle of beet juice, and let's be honest, who really likes to drink beet juice anyways? So let's stick with the pink theme. And you can go ahead and use that beet juice up. Just add a few drops to your yogurt. And if you need to thicken it a bit, a little trick is to add a dash of flour to mix into the icing mixture, and that kind of thickens it. You can also add some peanut butter, and that will, you know, make it even tastier for your dogs. So go ahead and add your icing to the pastry bag or the Ziploc, and use a thin tip since you'll be writing. And once the cookies are done and you've let them cool completely, go ahead and create the conversations on your heart cookies. And you can come up with fun dog sayings like, "I drool for you," or something cute like that. So just get creative with it. Have fun. Involve your children. This is a great project, a Valentine's Day project for the kitchen with your kids. So just have fun with it. All right, so we're almost out of time, and I want to make sure we hear from Lindsay again. So Lindsay, tell us where we can find you, and make sure all of our listeners know where they can find you online and with your social media.
Okay, you can find me on Twitter at Lindsay, L-I-N-D-S-I-E, Chrisley, C-H-R-I-S-L-E-Y, and the same on Instagram. And again, that is at Lindsay, L-I-N-D-S-I-E, Chrisley, C-H-R-I-S-L-E-Y.
Excellent. And we will post all of this information on the show's page so you can connect with Lindsay and know where to find her. All right. Well, we are out of time, and we'd like to thank our special guest, Lindsay Chrisley Campbell, for spending time with us today and sharing her awesome recipes. We'd also like to thank our producers for making this show possible. I love to hear from my listeners, so please send your comments and questions to Christy at PetLifeRadio.com, and that's Christy with an I at the end. You can also find The Doggy Dish on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And please post your pictures of your creations from this show and tag us for a chance to be featured. Be sure to like us and follow us to keep up with the latest and greatest in healthy cooking for your furry kids. Thank you for listening to The Doggy Dish. Bye-bye for now.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.